In the book of Proverbs, verse 25, it says, she's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And in verse 31, I think, is the Mother Day's verse of the Bible. Honor her for all her hands have done, and let her works bring praise at the city gate. Supermom has superpowers. She's able not only to keep her home immaculate, she bakes and cooks from scratch all the meals she sets before her family on a handcrafted table that she whipped up over the weekend. Supermom is also a fantastic manager. She runs a tight shift. The home schedule runs like clockwork, and she makes certain her children are not tardy to anything. This woman could not only run a small country, she could probably do it in her sleep. She's also a super wife. Although sometimes super mom is super tired, she must put her fatigue on the back burner in order to be emotionally and physically available for her hubby. I think when I think about women, I think they're strong and capable and clever and competent and resourceful and beautiful. Could it be possible that sometimes these strengths can transform into weaknesses because moms don't take into account one little thing that women can also have, and that's limitations. If you don't realize your limitations, moms can soon find themselves physically incapable of carrying out all that they have said yes to. And then you can find yourselves really emotional distraught. There's no such thing as a superhero mother, no super mom. But there are ways that still can be, there are ways that you can still be a super mom, the best mom you can be for your children that God has blessed you with. Today I have 8 ways to tell you, to help you to start learning to be a super mom, and they all start with an R. Jason, if you could wait to put up till I ask you, because maybe I'll give the definition and give the congregation an opportunity to say what the R word is. The first one, stop stressing as you look around at what other mothers are doing and how many things they seem to be accomplishing. You don't have to keep frantically racing to replicate someone else's life. Instead, learn to seek and embrace the unique life God has for you at this age and stage of your motherhood. Eric already has the answer. So take a deep breath. Pause. Stop stressing. Quit running. It's important to find some time to blank. What's the R word?
Relax.
That's definitely the first one. Praise God. The next one. Get alone with a notebook. Sketch out your typical week as a mom. What commitments do you have inside your home? How about at work, at church, or other civic organizations? Now go back over them and ask yourself this question as a mom. Are there anything that you are participating in that are really aren't the best fit for your life right now? If you identify such activities, come up with a plan of action of how you will release yourself, that's an R word, but it's not the answer, release yourself from these commitments in order to free more time up for your family and for yourself. Anybody know that R word? What is it? Pretty close. Cool. Revaluate is the word. R, let's say it right. R-E-E-V-A-L-U-A-T-E. Tony Evans shared this in a book I read. It takes 15 years for an olive plant to become an olive tree. I never knew that. It takes 15 years. In the Garden of Gethsemane over in Israel, there are 2,000-year-old olive trees that still produce olives. Their roots must run deep. The Mount of Olives is a mountain covered with olive trees that have lived for centuries. When those trees were saplings, they were nurtured so that they could remain productive. And I thought, likewise, the care and nurture of a child will yield returns of a fruitful life. The next one, number three, is let go of your desire to be everywhere at once. Accept the fact that you have limitations. You cannot clone yourself and be two places at one time. The sooner you let go of that notion that you can have it all at once, the better. What would be the R word for that? Tough one. Relinquish. Relinquish. Number four. When asked to take on a new responsibility outside your home, learn to ask yourself a few questions. Is this really my call? And I really think you should only be doing things that please God. And because you feel that is in His plan for you right now, what R word would that be? The tough one, man. The answer is resolve. Resolve. Number five is rest. Learn to build in periods of rest in your week. God's pattern of creation was for us to take one day each week to cease working and really rest. And sometimes we're just as busy on the Sabbath as we are as any other day of the week. Consider making Sundays a set-apart day, maybe to cease from any type of work and just focus on worship and focus on rest. Number six would be renew. Renewal of your mind happens when you're involved in studying God's Word, both alone and with a group. Isaiah 55:11 says this, "So is my word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return to me empty," the prophet Isaiah said, "but it will accomplish what I desire and will achieve the purpose for which I sent it." So that's the Lord speaking through Isaiah. And right now I really want to ask all the moms and the dads, really all the men, women, teenagers, two questions. Do you want to know what the Lord's desire is for your life? Think about it. Do you want to achieve the purposes that He has set for you in your life? And I really think the answer for that is to get into His Word. There's really a verse about that in Romans 12:2 when He says, "Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world." That He wants you to renew your mind, and then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will. So you want to renew your mind, and you also want to renew your body. Make sure that you're taking time to eat healthy. I just had a picture of Kathy in my mind. Build in time to exercise and enjoy fresh air when you can. And be intentional to renew relationships that encourage and strengthen you and build you up in your mothering. I think you must constantly be renewed so then you won't burn out. Number seven is relate. Make sure you have a sounding board. This is so important, of other people in your life who will help you work through difficult issues or needs or struggles that you might have in your life. And I thought about community groups. A community group can be so beneficial to you as a mom because in a community group you can gain acceptance. In a community group you can gain wisdom and strength and accountability. A mom should not be an island. The enemy would want nothing else but for you to be an island, to be on yourself, to not have any friends, to not have anybody pouring into you or you pouring into somebody else. There's a story I read once about a mom and a daughter. There was a lady in the store and her daughter was acting up terribly. She said, "Suzanne, you stop it. I mean, you stop it right now. You control yourself. Suzanne, you get yourself together. Calm down. Settle down. I mean, Suzanne, you do it right now." And the store manager heard her and was impressed because he was on the other aisle and he was impressed to hear this mother firmly giving her daughter direction. And the manager went over to the little girl and said, "You ought to be excited about having a mother like this. So your name's Suzanne, huh?" And the mother piped in, "No, my name's Suzanne. Her name is Brenda." So I think about, instead of controlling our kids, we're allowing them to control ourselves and to control our families. Can I get any amens from parents for that? Praise God. The last one is revisit. Be sure you revisit your commitments at various times during the years. Hold your commitments up to the Lord. Ask Him if there's anything you currently have on your plate that you need to remove. Maybe ask your family. Maybe enlist the opinions of your husband and your children if they're old enough when it comes to how you're spending your time as a mom. Perhaps you can see that an outside commitment is stressing you out or messing with your family life. But perhaps others who live in your home will notice it. Be open to their feedback as a mom. Take their thoughts into account. Make adjustments as needed. We each have a life to live. One person, a musician, said, "We really have a song to strum. We do not need simply to copy the score of others around us that we're following." And as we take our concerns prayerfully to the Lord, along with our schedules, He's going to help us how to say so long to some things, to stop striving to be a super mom, and He will help us to discover to be a super mom in our own distinctive way. I would like to spend the rest of this message talking about moms and prayer, because I thought to myself, as we want to be a praying church, as we're praying to see what the Lord wants us to do as far as maybe adding a building, maybe paying down our debt, I thought, well, what could be some things that a mom could pray for their child? And the first one I put definitely would be to pray that your child will know the Lord. John 14:6 says it, 21 words that could change a generation, 21 words that could change a life, 21 words that would give you the answer to any other religion other than Christianity. And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." 21 words that can discount any other kind of belief, any other kind of person that you're following other than Christ. Pray that your children would know Christ. Number two, pray that your children be safe from harm. Psalms 91:11, "For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all their ways." Number three, pray that your children would love God's Word. That's so important. In my own life, that's made the difference for me in my life ever since I gave my heart to the Lord. In Psalms 119:9-11, asks one of the greatest questions in the Bible, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? And the psalmist gives the answer, by living according to your Word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. As a mom, wouldn't you want your child to love God's word? Pray for that. Pray earnestly for that. Number three, that your child would have a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." You notice the word youth in there, teenagers. Flee the desires of you youth. Pursue righteousness. Pursue faith. Pursue love. Pursue peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Next, as a mom, choose for your children to choose godly friends. How important is that? The people that you hang around with, the people that you do life with, the people that you ride on the bus with, go to school with, sit next to. Pray that they would choose godly friends. This verse should be on everybody's heart. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Next, for a mom to pray for their child, to walk in faith, walk in devotion. Isaiah 38:3 says this, "Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes." And Isaiah wept bitterly. And there was a time where Isaiah was worried about dying, and Hezekiah was worried about dying. in Isaiah told Hezekiah, set your house in order. Seek the Lord. And he wept and he prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion. Pray this as a mom, that I have done what is good in your eyes. Lastly, I really got convicted when I thought about this. As a mom, you should pray that the school that your child goes to would be guided by biblical values. And I thought to myself, how many times have I complained about the public school, or complained about things being taught in school, or complained about how the liberalism of this United States is trying to change historical things? And I thought, how many times have I actually prayed for schools to, that God would work through schools, that biblical values would be important to schools? And I thought about the verse in Colossians 2:8, beware. Beware as a mom. Beware as a parent. Lest anyone would cheat your child through philosophy or empty deceit. And how it would be according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. And I think to myself, man, if you look at that verse, there's really three things we're going to do every time we make a decision in this world. Every time as you grow up as a teenager, as you go through your college years, every decision you make, are you going to make it because it's been a tradition of man? Are you going to make it because it's been a basic principle that the world tells you to do? Or are you going to do it according to Christ? Would the band come forward, please? I really put a lot of empty time in the end of the service because I wanted to have an opportunity for moms to pray, an opportunity maybe even for teenagers to pray for their moms, maybe an opportunity for a husband to pray for their wife. We have time here, and I just want to use this time to give the Lord the glory. I want to pray for moms. Ushers, if you want to come forward, we'll start and pray for the offering. And as we take the offering, as the band shares, feel free to use this altar here to pray, either for your moms or for your wife. Father, I just give you the glory for today, Lord. Help us to think about these R words in our lives, Father. Help us to be passionate about you, Father. I really don't want to be entertaining up here. I just want to be biblical. I want to teach sound biblical truth, Father, so that we can know how to be a great mom, how to be a great wife, how to be a great dad, how to be a great husband, how to be a great teenager that wants nothing else but to see you fulfill your purposes in our lives, Father. Help us to seek you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us to love you that way too, Father. Help us to honor our moms today. Help us to encourage our moms today. Help us to do nothing else but to be obedient, Father, to you, Lord, because you want us to honor our mothers and fathers, Father. Lord, I pray that you bless our offering today, Father. Father, I pray as we seek these 40 days to pray to you, seek these 40 days to even fast and ask you to show us your will, your purposes for this location, for these buildings we want to do, Father, for this mountain of a debt we want to pay off, Father. We just want to be obedient to you. We want to be in line with your will, Father. Show us that will for you as we desire to seek you, Father. And Father, I ask that you bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.